Hey Tribe, it's Erica, and we are running it back with an oldie this week. This is our first episode ever. I'm so excited for you guys to tap in. Maybe you joined us in the middle of our journey. Maybe you started from the beginning. Either way, I'm excited for you to listen to our first episode called Sex, Apps, and Kids. Now, if you've been listening since the beginning, you know me and Mila kind of jumped into this podcast shit, not really as friends, just as acquaintances. So if you've been listening from the beginning, you've joined us on the journey of our friendship. And I love listening back to this because you really hear the freshness in our voices and in our friendship. So I'm excited to share this episode. Also, we are off season right now. We are only releasing new episodes exclusively on Patreon. We just dropped one this week with Cocktails Podcast, who are also joining us in Atlanta at our live show on March 21st at City Winery. Make sure you click the link in this episode description to join Patreon and to join us in Atlanta with our girls Cocktails, Poor Minds, and Jade Nova at City Winery on March 21st. We can't wait to connect with you guys, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Sex, Apps, and Kids. What's up, Tribe? I'm Erica.
And I'm Mila.
And this is Good Moms Bad Choices Podcast. Beach.
Season two. If you joined us for season one, you got 300 uncensored episodes.
But things are a little different in 2024. Not only are we having new guests, new segments, but we're going outside, y'all. We're getting out of our studio and podcasting in the wild. So make sure you check us out on YouTube to see where we're headed next.
This podcast is for all the good moms, all the good dads, and even y'all who ain't got no kids. Pull up. Join us in season two as we deep dive into even more uncensored topics like love, sex,
dating, and just look at this as the ultimate group chat. All the shit you're afraid to say out loud or even try, we say it and do it for you.
Because nothing's off limits here.
This is a judgment-free zone to show up exactly as you are. And let's be honest, we've all made a few bad choices. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hey guys, so welcome to our podcast. What's up, Tribe? I'm Erica.
And I'm Mila.
And this is Good Moms Bad Choices Podcast. Beach.
Season two. If you joined us for season one, you got 300 uncensored episodes.
But things are a little different in 2024. Not only are we having new guests, new segments, but we're going outside, y'all. We're getting out of our studio and podcasting in the wild. So make sure you check us out on YouTube to see where we're headed next.
This podcast is for all the good moms, all the good dads, and even y'all who ain't got no kids. Pull up. Join us in season two as we deep dive into even more uncensored topics like love, sex,
dating, and just look at this as the ultimate group chat. All the shit you're afraid to say out loud or even try, we say it and do it for you.
Because nothing's off limits here.
This is a judgment-free zone to show up exactly as you are. And let's be honest, we've all made a few bad choices. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride.
In the beauty industry. And Jamila, who are you?
I am Jamila.
And or Mila.
Mila. Jamila Jam. I'm a 29-year-old mom, single mom of one. Luna is 3 years old. I'm also in the beauty industry and a writer and a painter and a bunch of other struggling artist things. Welcome to our podcast. This is our little space to talk about our good parenting, but sometimes our bad choices.
Yeah, this is our little safe space. I'm sure you guys either will love us or hate us, and that's totally fine. If you hate us, then fuck off. That's fine, too. But if you love us, keep listening. So, we're not prepared at all.
No.
Not really sure what... Did we decide on the topic?
I think like just single parenting.
Oh, single parenting.
Like dating and single parenting.
Right. That's right. Well, I guess we can talk about dating and so first of all, we both live in Los Angeles. And you probably wouldn't know from our voices, but we're black. We are.
Yes.
We're black people. I'm black, but I'm mixed, but you know, that's a whole other story. And I'm recently single, and so dating in LA has been really, that was my kid. Sorry, you're going to hear that from time to time. Our kids are playing right now in the other room. Don't know, they don't know we're smoking, so it's fine. But dating in LA has been really weird. Like, apps and just, I have higher expectations than I did when I was 22.
Oh, yeah, that makes it really difficult. The expectations will be the buzzkill every time because you can have none.
I mean, I have no expectations, but then I have certain things that if I were ever to really seriously date you, you have to have these certain things. You know what I mean? Like money.
Duh. Okay, let me ask you this. Do you have any, you said to date you, you have expectations. Do you have any fuck expectations?
Or they're a lot lower.
If you just want to smash, you only have to meet this criteria.
They're a lot lower. I mean, they're still, you know, I'm not a monster. But, you know, they're a lot lower. Like, you know, for example, there's this one guy that I hang out with sometimes, and, like, he'll never be my man, ever.
Is that the one with the dirty car?
Yeah. This is, I call him No Chemistry Bay, because, like, I got sick and, like, we started talking. He met me on Insta. We, like, started DMing each other, which I've never done either. So I met him through Instagram. Apparently he'd met me once before, like, years ago. And so we... What are they doing? Hey, close that door.
Okay.
Close the door. We met each other on Instagram and we FaceTimed for, like, 2 weeks. There was all this anticipation up until the meeting. And then we met, and I was like, okay, you look good still. Like, you know, you look good on FaceTime, you look good in person, or this is great. And we got to his car, and we made out, and there was no chemistry at all. And I was, like, really disappointed. Like, I kept trying to, like, force the kiss. Like, maybe if I kiss him like this, or maybe if I get with his kissing style. But there was something about him that I kept. I went on a second date with him because I was like, we need to try this again. And then we did it again, and I was like, I don't know. And then I was just being desperate. And so the third time, I let him come to my house, and we ended up having sex, and it was bomb.
This is the oddest story I've ever heard, because, like, generally, it just doesn't...
It was bomb.
No chemistry making out, bomb chemistry smashing.
I don't know, but it was bomb. That's all I have to say. So much so that, like, he has a lot of things about him that I'm not into, like, his... dirty ass car, his broken iPhone screen.
I'm not into
his broken iPhone screen. It's a major pet peeve of mine.
My phone is totally broken.
Okay, but you're not a man. I don't know. I trust something with a man. I just feel like, I don't know. I just feel like my ex kind of set those standards high.
Is it like he's a bad car or is it just like a dirty ass?
Okay. He's gonna know if he listens to this podcast. He's gonna know. I'm talking about him. I don't care. Sorry.
Not sorry.
Mini Cooper.
Girl,
and he's really tall.
Girl, you failed to mention it was a Mini Cooper the first time we had this conversation.
He's really tall too, so it's
that
even funnier.
Shit is
like I was not expecting that. Like at the
that
first date,
that might irritate me more than it being dirty.
The first day when we went to go smoke in his car, I was like, "Wait, this is your car?" I thought he was kidding. And then I sort of was like, "Oh well, this is kind of cute. Like you know, he doesn't follow the social norms. You know,
the smaller the car, the easier the rotation."
Oh God, there was no rotating.
Oh
in the car.
No.
Yeah, so
basically keep the desperation can hope and can work out with it could be
it can. I mean, obviously like I'm not gonna keep calling you if the sex is bad or like the chemistry well obviously the chemistry's
bad but the sex is bad yeah chemistry bad sex good
well now I think we do have good chemistry but now when we talk like I'm annoyed with him again like for no reason like I'm kind of like for like the chemistry like the good sex like energy has faded. It's been a while.
Right.
We haven't done it. That was that one time. We haven't done it since. So it's like now he's kind of back to being like no chemistry broke bay.
Right.
But
and then that's another thing. When you start like when you become newly single and you're like back in the game for the first time, it's like, oh okay, get your little groove back. First you're like depressed because like, oh my god, I'm a single mom, ah, and then you're like, oh, I'm free, do whatever the fuck I want, I only have a baby 50% of the time. So
I'm young still.
Yeah, I'm young still, I look good. Oh yeah. And so then you can like get your hoe streak back. But then it's like, oh my god, what was I gonna say? I'm never getting high again before doing this.
Anyway, guys, so
and when it comes back to me, I'll remember.
Yeah, but no, I mean, I don't know. It's just been interesting. And also,
I remembered.
What? Tell me.
That's the other thing. You get your groove back, and then it's like the first couple of fucks or dates. It's like, is it good? Is the sex good? Is there chemistry? Or am I just like so excited to be smashing someone else that I haven't been fucking every day for
right, so
five
far
years?
Out the game that right. like anything is
bomb. Because at first I was like, girl, we had bomb ass sex. Next thing I was like, girl, it was bomb. But the time when I'm like, you think it's just me? I think my sex is just bomb.
I'm the bomb way.
I'm the bomb, so I'm making it. I'm thinking it's all bomb in my head.
I don't know. Maybe that's the truth. Maybe this was like the guy. Maybe this was like the first time I had like decent sex with someone other than my partner.
Right.
Decent. So like,
in your mind,
blew my mind.
Yes. And that will happen. It's like,
you know what? Honestly, though, I'm gonna keep it real with you.
What?
So it was really bomb, but there was definitely a downside.
Which was?
That he couldn't stay hard.
Oh.
And that's like a
that's
a
big
really
deal.
Big deal.
That's really fucking
so
annoying.
That actually kind of tells me that it wasn't that bomb. That it is just that
maybe
beginning
your
sex.
Judgment was off.
It was just that like, beginning like intro
yes.
to singleness sex.
Yes. Oh. And that is a big deal because literally I had to do it like 3 times and like the standards kept going down because I'm like, who gives a fuck we're fucking? And then I'm like, wait, you know what? This, it has to be me.
Oh, now I'm disappointed.
Yeah, because a non-staying hard dick is not a good dick.
It's never good.
It's the most annoying dick ever.
But it's, I feel like it's a like I'm finding it more and more. Like it really is it really an age thing or is it or is it in our food?
Are we that ooh,
or are we just like smoking
diet.
Too much and drinking? Like what's going on with all of these dicks not staying hard?
I mean, how many non-staying hard dicks have you come across?
I mean, honestly, I've been in a relationship for a long time, but like I hear it through other people too. And this guy, like.
And another thing is, like, small dicks. I can't really
do. I don't do that. I don't know what that means.
I can't.
I don't. I can tell. So I don't even go there.
I can almost.
I've been off a few times, but.
Yeah,
I've been surprised, though, a few times.
And these are all reasons that will make you fucking backwheel and, like, start fucking what's familiar. Because it's like, you know, a dick that won't stay hard and a little dick is not a fun dick.
You're right. You're right, but I can't backwheel. Can't.
No. I mean, no. Absolutely
but,
not.
Not me personally, but I see what you mean. I see what you mean, but I don't know. I just feel like, I think also we were talking about before, like, being a mom and dating is so new and different to me because I used to judge people with kids before I had kids and not want to date people with kids. And now I have a kid. So I'm thinking like, well, we're like 30 basically. Like everyone has a lot of people have kids now. So like that won't be an issue. But what I'm finding is that it is an issue still.
We're in a whole different day and age.
Dudes still don't want to date a woman with a kid all the time. Like some will be okay, but some are weird about it still.
I've heard it 2 different ways. I've heard it like, I dated this little young thing once, and I was like thinking maybe he would be weirded out because he doesn't have any kids and he's younger than me. But in his mind, he was like, no, because I actually like how you parent and like knowing that you're a mom because I know you know how to take care of someone and you have nurturing qualities.
Okay.
Oh, like
mature
I'm
young thing.
Yeah. I know, I pick them right. So that was interesting. And then the other flip side is no one's ever going to tell me the truth. Like, I don't want to fuck with you because you have a kid because then it sounds horrible. So I really wouldn't know if someone...
Well, I think they just wouldn't fuck with you, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I've had guys where it's like they keep like, well, I'm also just being conceited and being like, it must be that because it can't be anything.
It's me.
Like, it can't
my
be
kid.
Me. Can't be this face, this body.
There's nothing about my
personality.
Like, that's
it
all.
Absolutely must be because I'm a mother.
It must be the only reason I'm a mother.
But no, it's just something, maybe I'm just self-conscious about it now because
and,
I used to judge people, you know?
And that's another fucked up thing. Like, as a woman, when after you go through this, you have a baby, and then you're back in this dating scene, there is this whole insecurity. And I felt ashamed to say that at first. Like, oh my God, like, I'm dating and I'm a mother. Like, there's this fucking huge taboo. Like, you can't do both. Like, it makes you less of a eligible woman. And that shit is crazy
yeah,
as
like
fuck.
Yeah, like, you're used and abused.
I've met a guy and he has 6 kids. Okay, like, he didn't have no problem saying that shit either, and I'm sure plenty of bitches date him. And men don't, I mean, men sometimes don't even mention it. Like, there's just a whole different standard for women and for men.
Mm-hmm.
And for us even to feel like that, as fine as we are, and as fly as we are.
Check out our Instagram. Good moms, _bad choices, if you want to see what we look like. Just saying.
Just saying. Pull up in our DMs.
MILF.
from. We're going to thirst trap a little bit on here. Single. A little bit. We're going to talk about ourselves. We're going to be honest. And we're going to do a small percentage of thirst trapping.
Exactly. That's really why I'm doing this.
Yeah. But yeah. And because this shit needs to be talked about. This is not fucking fair. And I feel like there's a lot of single moms who feel the same way. And it's time we join voices. Join voices.
We're going to join voices, guys.
And uprise together.
Single moms unite.
We're sexy, too.
No, it's true. It's true. But I don't know. I mean, honestly, though, what I've found in just my short time dating, it's been almost 5 months, is that what I found is that I think I prefer a man with children now, because I feel like they have a different, they understand responsibility. Some of them, at least. The good dads.
Yeah.
No. You know what I mean? Because, what I found is when I'm dating a single guy, he just has too much time.
Yeah.
He has too much time.
To stalk you.
And he just doesn't fully always... He can respect what I have to do, but he never fully understands. Like, this guy today called me that, I haven't seen... Like, we went on this one date, 2 weeks ago, and it was great. Like, we had a great date. We went and did yoga. We went and got massages. We went to the beach. Went and got massages. Nice. Bomb-ass massage.
Wait, he took you to yoga and massages and the beach?
Yeah.
This is like a date in heaven.
And he's black.
What?
I know.
Is he cute?
African.
Oh, yeah, that's why. There's a difference. Like American?
He's not like other African men I've dated. No shade to African men.
We're all about the African men. But there is a difference between African men and African men.
Oh, girl, that's a whole other swap.
Yeah.
Actually, I was talking to him about that after we saw Black Panther.
And then he took you to the movies?
No, we didn't see Black Panther. We both had seen it separately, I was just telling him.
I was like, oh, bitch, it's a mess.
He's born in Africa.
Okay.
Was spent his very young childhood there and then moved here.
Okay.
So he's pretty Americanized. But I was just saying how, as an African-American woman, I find that Africans sometimes look down upon African-Americans. We're less African.
Right.
You know, we're not equal to them. Really? I feel the opposite. He's like, I feel the other way around. African-Americans look down on Africans. And I was like, well, I could see that too. Because we make fun of, we'll be like, oh, y'all live in huts. Or we're like, what? You know what I mean? Just dumb shit. We both do the same. We both do it to each other.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got on
this. I know. But there is shade on both, you know, both coins, both sides of the coin. So yeah.
Right. But anyway, back to him. The reason I mentioned him was because we went on this date and we've chatted a little bit here and there. We have, and it was a good date, except there was one issue, but I don't know. Maybe he was nervous. It wasn't sex.
It wasn't a soft dick. Okay. As long as it wasn't that.
It was more of a trembling lip.
What? during talking?
Kissing. I was like, his lip was shaking, nervous.
The bottom
in my mouth. It was just weird.
Every single time, at the end of the day, the date?
We only made out once.
And it was trembling?
It was shaking in my mouth. It was weird. It was vibrating and not I want to know what that feels like down there. It was are you scared?
Did you say that?
No, but I don't know. Ugh, whatever. Anyway. He was great. I think that can be worked on, but I don't know if I want to work on shit. I'm not down to work on shit. But anyway, so
he had to come perfect.
He was like, yes. He was like, why I haven't heard from you. And I have talked to him, but he was just I haven't seen you or whatever. And I'm like, I have a kid. I have shit to do. I'm doing shit.
That's
every day. I work full time. I have a kid. I have a life. And you're not necessarily a part of it.
Yeah.
So
how much available do you think? Yeah, that's another thing. Guys are always talking about women being naggy and shit. Guys, I think I'm the guy. Because you haven't called me. You don't even reach out. You didn't answer my phone call. I'm like, motherfucker, I got shit to do. How about you?
Guys are women. They got it mixed around. They did it on purpose. Clearly we're more powerful and stronger.
Right.
And so they had to make us feel less than, because really they're less than.
Yes, they're just sperm donors, is right.
I mean, and for fun.
Fun.
For my pleasure.
Yes. For, sitting on that stick.
And, cuddling.
Yeah, cuddling's nice, too. I like to cuddle.
And complimenting.
And if you get a good one, who will take you to yoga and the beach?
Yeah, I'm gonna go back out with him one more time.
Yeah, you should.
But, And, okay, so our first date was we met on Tinder. So this is one of my, like, you know,
you're
I'm new to Tinder.
You're fucking Tinder queen.
I am the queen of Tinder.
Like, literally, every time you talk about it, I'm like, re-download it, re-download it.
I just know how to work it. But when I was in Sundance, I was on Tinder, and, like, I just happened to check it while I was, like, skiing. I was up on a mountain. And he, like, hit me, and he was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm skiing. And he's like, where? And I told him, he's like, I'm going to come. And so he met me on the mountain. And we, like,
Whoa, wait. Where the fuck do you come up with these stories? Like, this doesn't happen to me any time in my life. I met a guy in Milan. Now I'm on the fucking top of a mountain, and he skis up on me.
All Tinder. All Tinder. All Tinder. Sponsor us. I love you. Like,
clearly I need to try again. Wait, I just want to be clear about this Tinder meetup. You were on the top of a mountain where? In Mammoth?
No, in Utah.
You were in, you were in Utah for Sundance. Mm-hmm. You were on Tinder in Utah. I mean, yeah. And on while going up the ski slope, you decided, and he literally met you like, oh, black diamond, blue circle, and he pulled up.
100% accurate.
How long were you waiting at the top of the mountain?
Well, I was skiing. I, like, waited for him. I didn't wait for him. Like, I went on and skied.
Oh, and
then he was like, let's exchange numbers. So then we exchanged numbers. He's like, I'll text you when I'm on my way. And he, like, left, like, 20 minutes later. And then he was like, he's like, I'm with a group of, like, 20 people. They don't want to go skiing. They're all fucked up from the night before. I'm going to
come meet
you.
And he...
So he met up with me. We met at the mountain. I was like, I'm wearing a bright pink ski suit.
Oh, like, and he found me. And you're skiing?
And I didn't see his face for, like, the first hour. Because he had, like, a ski mask on and, like, goggles. Like, I was like, all I saw was his mouth.
You could have been catfished.
All I saw was his mouth.
You should have known that it was a trembling.
Wait, so then... Oh, my God. So then... So we ski, and we had a great time, because I was with my friend who doesn't know how to ski, and I remember we talked about this, like, when you're with people that don't know how to ski, it's the most annoying thing. So I was like, girl, I gave her a lesson, and then I was like, I'm out.
Yeah.
And so I went with him, and we skied for, like, 2 hours and had the best time ever, because he was a really good snowboarder. And then we got on this chairlift, and then, like, he just, like, looked at me, and then we just made out.
On the mountain?
On the chairlift going up the mountain!
Wow, I'm downloading Tinder right the fuck now, because this is some bullshit. Like, this sounds like a love story. Was his lip trembling then?
It was cold.
It was cold, but it was justified. If you have a lip tremble, always meet the bitch on the mountain. She may not notice when you get back to the California.
Oh, he might have had a trembling lip then.
You know what I just realized also? No one's ever going to date us if we talk about every single person we date on here.
But no one knows who they are. They just know.
They know. They're like, fuck that bitch.
I'm just going to be like, I'm never going to talk about this podcast with them.
No, like, we can't even tell anyone. It's a secret.
They won't listen. I mean, it's very rare that people invest in...
yeah.
Their friends, even. You can't even get your friends to, like, repost something
right,
for you.
Right.
But, like,
alone.
You post a booty pic and you get 400 likes.
Right, like, bro, you motherfuckers might need followers for my business page.
Right? Like, you post a booty pic, I get, like, 400 likes, and I post something I'm really passionate about, it's, like, 50.
Right.
Like, oh, okay. That's
PETA.
Cool. Y'all don't love me. They're not gonna listen. I might as well just say their names. I won't.
So, basically, all your success in dating so far... has been on Tinder. That's why I'm failing at life, because my one Tinder encounter, this is like end up being our Tinder episode. I'm trying to think. Oh, I only met up with like two. The first one was much larger in person than he appeared in his photographs.
Oh, yeah.
But I am a very nice person, and I'm very non-judgmental, and I'm usually the least shallow of my friends. I'm like, he's such a nice guy, like, who cares? Like, I've dated all types of guys. Yeah.
So he was, like, a big boy.
He wasn't big, but he was big.
Did you want a second date, though?
We went out to the club. Went out to breakfast.
Wait, did you spend the night?
No.
Chat, two separate occasions.
Yeah, and then he was kind of cute, but, like, he was kind of square. I went to his house one day. Like, he just moved out here. He had, like, a real job. I mean, I think maybe he wasn't edgy enough. He was, like, kind of very square, like a mama's boy. And that's good and all, but, like, not for me. But the second one, Jeremy, oh. Should have said that, but...
You mean Johnny.
Hey, Johnny. Was white.
I'm just going to bleep that part out.
Right. That's a good one. This is the only reason we're going to pre-record. We're going to bleep everybody's fucking name out. Before we have no friends and no dating potential. Oh, he was white and he was cute. And I actually matched with him on Tinder. First of all, I need to update my Tinder. This is also a shout out to Tinder because I went to New York and went on Tinder. And for like 4 hours, I was still getting hits from LA. And I was like, what the fuck?
That's what happened to me too.
You need to get that location shit on point. Because if I'm in New York, I need as soon as I open the app, I need to be in New York. I don't need to be 4 hours getting hits from California. Because this is how I met fucking Johnny. It was 4 hours. They hadn't switched it over. He's hitting me up, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to meet up with him. And he's like, oh, then I realized he's in California, whatever. I was in fucking New York 2 months. 2 months later, this motherfucker is still, like, hitting me up. I'm like, okay. I'm gonna be. When he hit me up for, like, the third time, I just happened to be in the airport coming back. So I'm like, just so happens I'm on my way back right now. He's like, oh, you came back to claim me as my woman or something. I'm like, oh, okay, he's real confident. This is Jeremy.
Johnny.
And he has four girls. So I'm like, okay, he seems like a good dad, which is kind of, at this point, attractive because we should be the fucking Brady Bunch up in this bitch, you know? At least I don't have to school you on, like, do's and don'ts of being a parent. Anyway, he was really cool. We went out. He picked me up in the Uber. We started drinking. And he was, like, real deep. Like, he came over and, like, once we started drinking, came over, sat next to me and was, like, touching on my hand, looking deep in my eyes, which is also a thing I tend to find when I date white guys. They're real deep, real into you. Like, you're so beautiful. I've been waiting so long to touch your face, touch your hands, and just touch your lips. He was literally like, oh, my God, I wish if I can find a text from him, girl. I'm going to look for it. He would talk to me as if he was writing
a poem.
Yeah. It was so strange. Oh, my God. I pray to God I still have these texts.
Oh, my God.
Damn. Did I erase them? Damn. It was like, your sweet touch, your warm hairs. And it was so weird. Anyway, we're drinking, and we start walking up the street to maybe the next spot. And I'm like, you know, start asking about his ex-wife. And I guess the ex-wife must now date a brother. First of all, I forgot to tell you, he's from fucking, like, Utah. Oh. And he also disclosed he never saw a black person till he was in college.
Let me tell you, because I was out there, Utah is not a place for blacks.
I mean, Mormons, blacks. I mean, I know Mormons are not down with the blacks, so I can only imagine.
It's not a place for us.
Yes. So he said I don't know how he got this sweet tooth for brown sugar, but he ain't never seen a black person until
It was against the rules. He feels like he's doing something he's not supposed
to do. So that's another thing. I'm like, is this a fetish? I don't have time for this. Girl, anyway, he starts talking about the ex-wife, who's now remarried to Jamal. So I'm like, okay.
Wait, is that really his name?
Yes. That was really, I was like, I started laughing like, oh, she got it. I was like, what does he do? He's like, oh, well, basically just live off my child support checks. So I made the mistake of saying, oh, he's a nigga. And he was like, yeah, he's a nigga.
He repeated it.
And no. At the time, I was drunk and surprised, so I thought it was kind of funny. Because he said the, like, hard A, too, like, nigga. So I was like, okay, whatever. She's kind of funny. But then, like, after that, he continued to make racial comments. Like, if some were
funny. He got comfortable. He thought you were, like, cool with it.
Yeah, he got so comfortable. Like, okay, this is another funny joke. But then after this, it got bad. So, like, the second date, I was meeting him for appetizers. And Well, okay, I was meeting him for food. First of all, I don't go anywhere without the motivation of food first. And if you disappoint me in your selection.
But I just never heard someone say I was meeting someone for appetizers. Like, what?
A fat bitch says something like that. Me.
Hors d'oeuvres only.
No. And we'll go to a second spot for our entree and a third spot for our dessert. So I said, just order whatever looks good. So when I get to the bar, he said, yeah, I asked the bartender what would be a good appetizer for a black girl. So I got you macaroni and cheese and chicken.
Oh my God.
I also thought that was hilarious, but I should have known these two signs were already like, he was already giving me. You're doing too much. The third and fourth and fifth strike came really bunched up together.
There was
a bunch of strikes after that. A lot of them were blurred because there was, like, intoxication. But the one time he tried me when I was sober, I was like, yeah. So let me tell you what his other jokes were. He was like, yeah, I was just talking to my... You guys are going to die. I was just talking to my homie Chris. Chris and... oh, my God. What did he say? Like... Tyga, or he said T.I. or something. And I was like, what are you guys talking about? And I was
Wait, he's friends with...
No, he was just talking... He was like, yeah, and I was talking to him about, you know, the chick I just met, and basically told me these hoes ain't loyal. And I was like, wait, what? Who are your friends? I'm like, are you talking about me? I was so confused. He was like, you didn't get it?
Oh my
God.
He was like,
no, Chris Brown? And I was like, no, God. Then I was like, I'm in Atlanta visiting my friend Mira. We went to school together. We went to HBCU.
Shout out to Mira.
Hey, girl, hey. And shout out to Clark. He's like, oh, you went to Hillman? And I was like, what's Hillman? Is that from the Cosbys or something? No, girl, it's from Different World.
Oh my God.
He's like, oh, what, you don't think I'm woke enough?
Oh, God.
And after he tried woke, I was done with Tinder altogether.
Yeah.
I met and closed a chapter on all my white boys, and I definitely closed a chapter.
All Tinder.
And it was sad because he was so into me, girl. He would, like, make out with me.
How did you end it?
After that conversation, he knew I was not. Like, it was too much. No.
Was this in person?
No, this was on the phone. And you know what the last comment was? He made a joke to the effects of, oh, yeah, because I'm white. All I have to do is just wake up and not do anything. I said, are you implying that there's not white privilege? I don't know how he got on this topic, but he didn't get the memo that I'm not the person to discuss this with. And he was like, yeah, because, oh, race. This was the comment. Racism only exists on social media. I said, yeah, easy for you to say. That looks dangerous.
Okay, yeah. What's happening? Chill out.
Don't do that to her, Luna.
Say sorry.
Give her a hug. Be nice. Choking each other?
I know. It literally had to go like a rope around her neck.
Oh my God.
Good mom. Good moms. Just bad choices sometimes.
We're totally paying attention. Oh, yeah, basically, racism only exists on social media, and I said, yeah, easy for you to say, because you don't ever have to worry about any of these things, and he basically said that he's from Ireland, and the Irish never had slaves, and that racism, and that slavery only existed down south, so after, like, those 14 dumbass fucking comments, I kindly told him, We're not gonna talk. And then he sent me like a book chapter of text after, like, I can't believe you would think I'm a racist. You don't know what I've done for this community, because he has a gym. I'm like, what does that mean? Five young black guys go to your gym, so you save.
Was so you're saving black community?
Then he even put in there, you know, you don't know how I take care of my daughter's stepsister. I'm like, oh, Jamal's daughter? So you're just gonna throw Jamal's daughter in this too?
Like, and also
my daughters have a black stepsister.
Oh my God, that's like when people say, like, I have a black cousin. Or,
yeah, like,
I have a black friend.
Yeah, like, my granddaughter's half black. Like, that wasn't your choice. Your daughter laid down with some black dick and now you gotta pay for it.
Oh my God.
So, Tinder is so not so much for me, so much for you, but I'm downloading it now, so maybe I'll have some updated stories.
Yeah, you should swipe. But I don't use Tinder in LA because
it doesn't work.
It's not so much that. Actually, the first Tinder date I ever went on was in LA because I just got out of my relationship. I was like, just felt like I needed to meet someone or do something to make me feel like, I don't know, like a woman again. I felt so like just like this weird unsexual, like, I don't know who I was. I was like, I just need to get some dick.
Do you think that's a part of like being sucked into the mom
totally
cycle?
I felt like I was, you know, I was really invested in my relationship, and I just felt like I was just playing this mom role, playing this loyal girlfriend fiance role, and I kind of like lost my like who Erica was as a woman, like sexually and emotionally and even in my career, you know? And so like when I got out of it, I was kind of like, it was a relief, but it was like, okay, how do I don't have male friends.
Yeah.
I mean, I have male friends, but none of them I want to go on a date with.
Right. Like,
you know?
Need to get that.
I needed someone so foreign to me.
Mm-hmm.
I did not want to be, you know what I mean? So I used it in LA, and the first date was cool. Like, I had a goal. That was to make out, and I accomplished that goal. You know, afterwards, guy, homeboy got attached or whatever, and I was like, absolutely not. But after that, like, people would hit me up and be like, Erica, you know, I saw someone had a fake Tinder account. Someone's using your photos because, you know, no one knew for sure if I was broken up. And I was like, no, that's That's me. And then, like, it kept happening because LA is way too small. Apparently, like,
everybody knows everybody.
I mean, just.
Oh, we got to download Soul Swipe.
Oh my god, yeah. Oh, oh my god, download that. I was just telling my friend about that today.
Maybe we'll have better luck on Soul Swipe because there's even less black people in LA. Nobody will find us there.
No, that's going to be all the hood niggas. You know, the kind I like. What the kind I got away from? Hey. I do like the god, I love me a thug. Anyway, but yeah, so then I realized I couldn't use a Tinder in LA. I was like, you know, this is too close to home. I don't have people on here. And low-key, I'd rather, I don't know. I just feel like it's more fun when you're out of town.
Speaking of technological dating, have you heard of that, like, really exclusive, they have to approve you?
Raya?
Yes.
Yeah.
They denied me. They put me on a waiting list, and I want to slit those throats.
Wait, when did this happen?
Like, a year ago. When I first got single, I was like, really?
My cousin's on that. Or she was. She has a boyfriend now. But she was on that.
I heard some really crazy stories about the guys that were getting on there. Like, the girl who I told me about it, my client, this bitch, sorry, in the best possible way, met a guy who flew her to Croatia for a week. And her and, like, six other girls and put him up in, like, a...
Did he pee on them?
No. He did not pee on them. He was really respectful and nice.
Did she have sex with him?
No, she said the other girls were, like, biting at the bit, so she didn't feel... She didn't even have to. She was, like... She said she was, like, a little bit older than the other girls, and she was just, like... She just had a good time.
Amazing. That's how you do it.
Like, he was, like, a soccer player or something. Then she went on a date with, like, an ex-tennis player, like...
Well, so my cousin went, like, dated some, like, lead singer of, like, a pretty popular band... Or, like, a guitarist of a popular band. She dated, like... She's an artist, too, herself, so she's dated, like... Where are they? Hey! Okay. She's dated, like, some... You definitely meet some well-to-do entertainment people.
It's like a secret society dating.
But that's why I'm not on there, because I don't want to have anything to do with anything related to entertainment.
I probably will never get accepted now, because after they put me on the waiting list,
You wrote an email?
I wrote a nasty email and suggested they were resist.
Oh, my God. Who recommended you? Don't you have to have recommendations?
Yeah, and I had recommendations.
Were they high? Were they quality recommendations?
They are quality, I guess. I just was like...
It's like the Soho House of dating.
I know, and I would really want to know who's on there. But I bet you if I fucking find the statistics, there probably weren't that many girls that look like me.
I mean, I don't know. Probably not. I mean...
In LA, yeah, Raya, I can only imagine.
Yeah, and you know, she showed me her profile, and it's so dramatic. Like,
oh, wait.
Literally, like, you have a soundtrack to your photos.
Shut the fuck up.
It's like
up.
A music video.
Wait, so it's moving?
Yeah, so you post That's your photos, you, and it's like,
you
it like
a song.
Fades in and fades out. You have to pick a song to be, like, your background music. Yeah, it's pretty...
That's insane.
And I had another friend who was on Millionaire Matchmaker, and she's with her boyfriend now.
Did she pay for it?
Yeah, it wasn't, like, the show. It was, like, the actual app.
There's an app?
Yes.
And you pay? I
don't know if you pay. You should. I don't know if you should.
That's going to be the third one.
She likes older guys, though. Like, he's probably, like, 50.
I like older guys.
Yeah, that's true. So, then, I mean, I don't mind older. I don't know. I'm open. Call me. How old are you?
How old do you call me? I've dated some, or, like, been friends with some pretty older guys.
Like, I find that I always date, like, within, like, 5 years age gap between. Not below, though. I will never date someone younger than me. Don't even try. Just don't.
I met that once really sexy young thing who's mature and also a Cancer. But he's also, like, young as fuck.
I just feel like everyone seems mature first.
Yeah, and then they start acting crazy.
And then they're 27.
Yeah. Even if they're 50, they're 27.
That's true. But it's even worse when they actually are. Like, honestly, if someone told me they were 29, I might not date them. That's how, like, ageist I am.
Oh, no. I mean, I don't want to date. Unless you really have your shit together. Because I always say this. Like, my BD, baby's daddy, is my age. He's 29. And in man years, that's about 15. Okay? So, if you were even 35, in man years, you were about 23. Yeah. So, yeah, like, the older, the better. Because I don't have time, like,
Don't fucking call me too much. Don't be riding me. Don't be asking me too many goddamn questions. Have some shit to do so you're not worried about what the fuck I'm doing. Exactly. Don't be insecure. That's all young guy shit. Get your shit together. Have your money together because mine's not all the way together. We're like 65% there.
So I need you to handle the rest.
You need to be like 110% there because, you know, honestly, I need a man. But
show
I,
me.
I need a mentor.
Yeah, show me. I need a mentor.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Honestly, like I don't want to do the teaching. I can't mold anyone. Like I'm so used to like caring and nurturing and all this shit. I have not one single lesson to give one person. I need all the teaching I can get.
I agree. And that's why I guess I'm an ageist. Yeah. And I'm a heightist.
I'm too short. Like, you can't be shorter than me. You're a midget if you're shorter than me. I might legally be right over a midget. Like, legally, I believe I am, like, right past the midget tree. So, if you're shorter than me, it's just that you're a dwarf. And I don't discriminate. I don't discriminate. I beat a guy with one eye. I dated a guy in a paraplegic. Not Fetty Wap. No. He was white.
A paraplegic? Girl.
Huh? Turn the lights on.
Turn the what?
Turn the lights. Turn.
That's not Charlie. That's Irie. Yeah.
She said turn the lights on. Turn them on. You know how to do it.
Okay.
Show Luna. Show Luna.
Okay, bye. Okay. Those are our children.
Those are our kids, Luna and Irie.
That are up at 10:39 p.m. because we're good moms and we're making a bad decision to not put our kids to sleep right now instead
of doing
this.
Actually, it's the best decision because they're going to sleep in tomorrow.
Exactly. Okay, here's a confession. I regularly, if I'm not doing shit, let my daughter stay up late so that she doesn't wake up too early in the morning. Which is terrible because it's going to mess her life up in the future, and I'm going to work on it next week.
Whatever, sleeping patterns change every week.
I'm just like, she needs...
That's an easy fix.
Okay.
Okay, I can't say that I do that on purpose, but I've done it, and it definitely works. And maybe I should because my kid has been waking me up at, like, between 6:45 and 7:30 every morning. And sometimes, like, I don't go to bed till like, 2, so I'm tired, and I don't even know how to sleep in. That's why I took a nap today, because I was like, I'm tired. I need a nap.
Another confession. When my kid wakes up too early, I'll pour some cereal, and I give her my phone on YouTube. and do a small silent prayer. She doesn't fuck anything up. And usually she doesn't. She's just perfectly fine like an angel watching YouTube until my phone dies, in which case that's my alert to wake the fuck
up. That's your alarm.
Yeah, wake
that's
up,
fine.
Bitch. Yeah.
The other day she woke me up, and I was like, you're going to sleep. And she's like, Mama. She's like, I'm not tired. I said, no, we're going to sleep. Like, I forced her to sleep. She went back to sleep. It took a lot, but I was tired.
Yeah.
I was like, no, we're not doing this right now.
It's too early. Nothing's happening for you to be up for this.
I'm like, just close your eyes and pretend you're sleeping. I don't care what you do. Just
be quiet.
Yeah. But I've been, like, really trying to, like, it's been, like, the past week or two, Irie has been, like, crying about TV. She's obsessed with the TV. And it's been pissing me off because it's my fault. Because, like, I need to get things done, so I'll put the TV on.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or, like, it's just an easy thing to do. So I've challenged I was like, okay, like, I need to challenge myself. Like, we're not doing TV in the morning anymore. And it's been hard. Like, today, like, I was, like, really tempted to put the TV on. I was like, you know what? I have to send these emails. I have to do this. And I was like, we're going to read this book, okay? And we read it, but I think it's honestly been helping, though. It's really been helping because it forces me to have to, like, not, like, the first thing that I do in the morning is get on Instagram or get on my phone.
Right,
because that's
right.
What I do because I'm addicted to my phone. Like, 100%.
120%. Yeah. We all are.
It's so bad, though. Like,
it's disgusting.
I was literally, like, thinking, like, I wonder, like, if I can track
how many
hours a day I'm on my phone. It would probably be so many. So many hours, like probably most of my day.
And then it's like when you add that up in your life or in your child's life.
Exactly. Most of my day. If it's not checking my emails, if it's not checking how many likes I have on this
yes,
photo.
Yes, but you just posted 20 minutes
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, how many hits, who commented, like who's doing
why does this fine ass picture only get 73
yeah,
likes?
Overthinking.
I looked good.
It's just too much.
It is.
And then my job is like requires me to be like socially active. And it's just, like, it's too much. It's just a lot. And I'm trying to, like, I feel like that morning thing hopefully will grow into something else. But I already feel myself wanting to, like, be like, oh, fuck it, just turn the TV on. But,
yeah. But, I mean, I guess the
don't
best.
Don't get it twisted. I still be putting the, here, like, here's a YouTube.
Right, I know. And that shit is so weird. But the cool thing about raising a kid is that it kind of forces you to be more aware of your own actions, too. So, you know what I mean? So, like, you're going to have times where, you know, you want to do certain shit, and then you're like, you know, that rational voice in your head is like, no, don't just give your fucking kid the phone so she can look at other people play with toys. It's weird.
Right. I know. But then I think about when I was a kid, like, my mom wasn't on Instagram. Was I just watching TV, probably?
Yeah, like the VHS, I don't know. They had to be way more involved, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It reminds me of, have you watched the Chris Rock special on Netflix?
I haven't seen it, no.
He has this joke about, this is about his wife. He was like, back in the day when my parents were coming up, my dad left at 6:30. He didn't come back till about 8 o'clock at night. That means all day my mom had no way of getting in contact with my dad. If we died, he came back, he'd say, well, what time did the kids die? Because he would have no way of finding out until he got home that night. He said, now you leave the fucking house and your wife's fucking texting you every motherfucking second minute, every feeling she feels. Bitch, she's like, you didn't miss me? Why don't you want to talk? Bitch, we've been talking all motherfucking day. I'm like, ain't that the fucking
truth?
It's true. I know everything going on all the fucking time.
All the time. I mean, it's a good thing when it comes to, I guess, your kids, but it's also, like, FaceTime is amazing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially because I travel a lot, and, like, so does your dad.
But it's really bad for, like, you're blowing up my spot.
Yeah.
Don't
FaceTime. Don't not make a FaceTime appointment.
Appointment. First of all, I'm not going to have makeup on
right now.
You don't just,
like, FaceTime me.
No, I hate that.
No, that, like, the only person that can do that is, like, her, like, Floor, the nanny who helps me. Or my grandmother.
Right.
She's with my daughter.
Right.
It's low-key, like, low-key her dad's going to have to stop doing it.
Yeah, because wait, what if you're, like, laid up?
Yeah.
And you're, like, the baby's not with you, but you don't want to be like, I don't have the baby right now. You're,
like, right now,
texting
it's still
back.
Cool. It's okay. It's still early in the game of singleness that I'm not out here too crazy. Well,
right.
No. But, yeah. I've had people, like, just FaceTime me out of the blue, and I'm like, why are you
FaceTiming
me?
Right. Like, text first.
Yeah.
Step one.
Step one, make an appointment.
Back to the dating thing, now that we're talking about the kids, have you, like, has Ivy been around anyone you've dated, or, like...
No.
Or, like, seeing?
No.
I had a scenario where that young guy I met him in New York. I'm playing all my business while Luna was with me, like, at a barbecue. So there was, like, it was an all-in-one situation. So he'd already, like, not that I'm, like, making out or, like, holding.
But, like, you knew you were going
to
meet him there? Or
no. We happened to meet there. Yeah.
Well, that's
different. I mean, man, my whole family was there. Like, my grandmother, my dad.
That's different,
yeah.
Though.
You
didn't plan
that. No, I didn't plan that. We didn't, like, meet up there. But, like, he, like, made out with me at the end of the barbecue. So cute and young and sexy. So I went with it. My kid was there, my dad, my brother. I didn't give three fucks. I was like, ah. But, you know, after that, you know, he would come by and hang out because he was also friends with the girl I was staying with. And, you know, like, I had to think about it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, being a certain way or, like, not even affectionate because I'm not, like, a mushy type of girl. But... it is kind of weird. And then, like, her dad was FaceTiming me and shit. Oh, great. She FaceTimed me. Luna, I give the phone to Luna. She says, here, it's my dad, to the guy. And the dumb young-ass guy, because he's 26, goes, awkward. I'm like, you shut the fuck up.
Oh.
You be mute. You pretend like you can't hear or see.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I know.
Well, so did Luna see you make out with this guy?
No. But she did see us, like, sitting on the couch together. And I can see her eyes kind of looking at me, like, looking at him. Like, not...
Did she look, like,
I did notice her, like, trying to get in on it. But he's really cute, so I don't know if she was, like, trying to battle me for my mission. I didn't mention he was young, too. I don't know if she was trying to do some kind of territorial shit.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if it was about me or about him. But...
You know what it is for me? I mean, it's definitely, like... I have really no desire to introduce these people to my kid, but also more so, it's more so an egotistical thing, and it's that I absolutely do not want her father bringing any women around her, so I don't want to give him any reason to feel like that's okay, because I'm a jealous bitch, and not even jealous, I just don't want another woman around my kid, at least not yet. I know eventually one day it'll happen, but I'm so not ready for that.
I know.
And I, like, might hurt somebody. And so it's just better for, and we actually just recently had this conversation, me and him, because I was like, look, we're trying to iron out, like, you know, how we
the kinks,
the
right.
whole, like, I'm just learning, we're learning how to co-parent, like, currently,
right,
you know?
It's new.
And so, like, I was just like, I don't want her around any women. It's like, I know eventually one day you'll date someone, but I need to meet them first.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you need to know for sure that this
what's
is something serious.
What's this?
Oh, those are, Irie, show them to her.
No, close the door.
Okay, close the door. Close the door, please. Thank you. So I think it's more so like, I don't want him to do it. But also,
it's also there.
I don't know. I look at my daughter as like this like precious, like little person. And I just I haven't met any men that I feel like are worthy of even meeting her.
No,
honestly.
Absolutely
that's what
not.
It's really comes down to.
No, I agree.
And they already see her on Instagram. Like,
right, that's plenty.
That's fine.
Right.
Stay there.
Yeah, if I can avoid it, definitely. But like, I mean, I guess people I've known longer who like call themselves wanting to date me, I definitely like, you want to eat? It's me and my baby. And then it also makes me so like, don't touch me, don't look at me, don't think about it, fetus.
That's true.
Because she's like, you know, like, I mean, I'm definitely not going to bring around someone I'm, you know.
You've been single longer than me, too.
Yeah.
Like, on and off single longer than me. So I feel like.
But also, she started to learn how to talk. Like, the talking is way clearer right now, too. And I'm like, oh, bitch, you're going to tell.
Yeah, like,
okay. Ixnay on the day-day.
Yeah, I think also because my growing up with a single parent, I've met my mom. I remember my mom's boyfriends. I'm sure she brought people around and was just like, this is Johnny. Or, like,
right,
this
right,
is
right,
my
right,
friend.
Right, right.
Or uncle blah, blah,
right,
blah.
Right, right.
You know? Whereas my dad was reckless.
Yeah, right. And you're like, yeah.
My dad would just bring all
whoever
types of
bitches
women around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like,
you
and I would be the one, because I could talk.
You're right.
I would be the one fucking shit up for him.
Right.
Where's
Jessica?
Ashley?
Yeah.
Dada? And the girl would be like, who's Ashley? I will remember.
You did that shit on purpose.
I remember distinctly one of his girlfriends. Oh, what was her name? Her name's like Eureka or some crazy shit. And I remember me being in the car and she was like, I'm your favorite, aren't I?
No.
Tell me I'm your favorite. Like, your dad loves me, right?
What a psycho,
like,
bitch.
You love me too. And I was like,
who the fuck are
I'll
you?
Never forget that, because I was like, why
oh my
am
God.
I stuck in
you,
this car?
You just scared me 1,000% more over her being around another bitch with her dad. Like, I will cut a bitch straight.
Exactly.
Away.
That's why, I'm telling you, that's like where my thoughts go.
I can't believe she said, you love me, Joan.
You love me. I'm your dad's favorite. I'm your favorite. Like, it was like those type of like
brainwasheries.
He was so weird. And I'll never forget it, because I was old enough to be like,
this bitch
is crazy.
Right. Dad, Eureka's nuts. And if you didn't know already by her name, let me read.
Eureka!
Let your 4-year-old retell you one more time.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah. But anyway, so obviously we're just rambling, or maybe we're not. I don't know. Are we like on topic of something?
I think we're still talking about dating. I'm trying to think. Oh, okay. So, yeah. So anyway, dating in LA, we're single moms. Dating in LA is very slim pickings. Most of the men are borderline gay. It's true.
But so are you.
Yes. But I say it. I'll gladly tell anyone I'm borderline gay. I sometimes like pussy, but I'm never going to be in a relationship with another woman. But the problem with the borderline gay men that I was referring to in LA is that, like, it's, like, beyond metrosexual, and they don't even know or think. And then it's not even just gay. I mean gay, like, bitch-assness. Because I ain't no bitch-ass person. But, like, the guys have a lot of bitch-assness, which is, like, making you gay.
Mm-hmm.
And not in the good way.
Right. No, I get it.
And, like, yeah, no. Erica's in style, but, like, black girls are not in style, but there's a lot of mixed girls. You know what I hear a lot from?
That's not true. Not, no, it's the starting, the wave is starting to shift, okay? Because Wakanda and.
Wakanda didn't come down to LA with the memo yet.
Look, Wakanda. And, you know, all
the wave is.
life, bitches ain't shit no more.
Kim okay? K, don't, Wakanda may not have shit on Kim K, okay? Because that's, these guys, first of all, the amount of fake asses I see and fake everything I see in LA or like black woman attributes on non-black women is kind of strange. And like the light skin makeup I see on girls, I'm like,
on dark skin girls, they're trying to be light.
It's like
the T-zone is white.
It's not even like blending.
I know. I don't know. I'm trying to be darker, honestly. Like, make me darker, please. Whereas, like, I just feel like light-skinned women, I'm a light-skinned woman. Check out our Instagram. Parental advice. Wait, good moms.
You need to stop shouting out the Instagram that you don't know the Instagram of.
Good moms _ bad choices.
Thank you.
I feel like we are, like, oversaturating. We've oversaturated. Like, there's a lot of mixed children out here. We're just not special anymore. Like, that's why when I was, like, I've always wanted light eyes because I felt like it could have gave me, like, an extra edge over my light-skinned counterparts. I was like, if I just had the light eyes.
Erica, you are special.
I mean, I feel like I do what I do. Saying, I could have.
Yeah.
But you're right, though, because you were saying how, like, you never get hit on by, like,
black
men. Whereas I only get hit on by black men and never really get hit on by white men.
Unless they're fat. Or really old. Like, I think I may just have an old soul because, like, I'm talking, like, 60. I get hit on, like, 60-year-old guys and fat guys a lot. And white. Like, yeah, never black guys. If I get hit on by a black guy in the club, I'm shocked. And he's probably 23. And I'm like, I'm old enough to be your auntie.
I've never hit on by white men. But then again, I'm also, like, really bad at reading white men is what I found. Is that, like, I don't know they're hitting on me because I'm so used to aggressive black men. Like, very, like, a lot of eye contact.
Right.
And, like.
Come here, mommy.
Yeah. You know, whereas white guys, like, they, like, are scared to, like, make eye contact.
Oh, you're right. You're looking very
just,
nice
like, want
to
get to know you.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
what the fuck is going
what
on?
Are you? Are we friends? Are we just, are we, like, going to go to the book club? Like, I don't know. I just can't read them.
What language are you speaking right now?
You're being too nice.
Right.
Being too nice. I don't know. It's hard out here. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard.
I'm thinking that I'm going to go on vacation with Erica and turn on my Tinder. Because clearly this bitch has all the moves on Tinder.
Let me see your profile.
Wait, I need the right
editing
bio.
Photos. And actually, my Tinder, someone told me that my Tinder's all over the place. That I look like a different person in every photo.
I put a picture of me and Luna on Tinder. Because I wanted them people to know in advance I was a mom. In case they did have any discrimination. And someone told me that was wrong. That I shouldn't put Luna's picture in my...
I see a lot of people put their parents. Wait, let me show you my profile.
Their parents or their kids?
I mean, their kids. Okay, see, look, there's me.
Okay, honey.
Okay.
Honey McFaddy.
Short hair, but wait, long hair.
You look totally different, Busty. Like,
my braids. Okay, there's me. Look, this is me. This is joyful me.
This is me.
This
very
is, like,
happy.
I have a good time. I laugh. You know? I wear a white eyeliner.
I'm edgy.
You know?
Okay.
And then this is like
I go to
mature.
Dinner. I like dinner.
I like, I have expensive taste. Wait, and then there's, but I'm also a thought.
I guess you guys could really look at this center.
Wait.
Because it is awfully colorful. These
maybe
pictures
if you
are...
found me, if you find me. Okay. And then, but I'm also white.
But I also like to ski. I'm also adventurous and
but
do
I'm
white
also
people
like
activities.
White people activities. So, like, we can hang, like, no matter what you are. But I also like cornrows. Wait, and then look at my anthem.
Her anthem is no scrubs. I didn't even know you could put an anthem on your Tinder page.
Well, this is like the bootleg version of Raya, because Raya would have no scrubs playing as a montage of my photos, like
where time, like going and fading in,
fading
and
in and out. Uh huh.
Do you think I can try out for Raya again with a different Instagram? Let's get this popping. So I'm really doing this podcast in hopes of getting more followers
and
going to Raya to meet a man.
Oh,
amen. Now that you are dating, like, dating as a mom, and I know you're not looking for anything serious because it wouldn't be healthy to jump into one long-term relationship to another, but I feel like there's this underlying always thing, like, if you're a mom, you should be looking for a husband and stability because that's what you're supposed to do. How, like, obviously, is that your end goal or no? And when, and if so, when do you see that being enforced?
I
But it's like just playing the field right now, and if it happens, it happens.
My end goal in life or in my love life? Like, I mean, of like course, I don't want to. Of course, I don't want to be alone my rest of my life.
You don't want to be a player for life.
But I mean, I would like to have another kid.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm in absolutely in no rush. But then again, I don't want to wait forever. Like, my siblings are much younger than me. Like,
right.
Years younger than me. Like, I have a 5-year-old brother.
From your dad.
Yeah.
Mm.
So like, I don't want that age
right,
gap.
Right.
And then also, my first brother was born when I was 13. So I still don't want. I don't even want that much of a gap.
Right.
So I don't want to say I'm in a rush, but like at some point in the semi-distant future, I hope that I can be more open to love and that the opportunity of love and like partnership. I'm just not there right now.
Right.
And like, I'm just so focused on like myself
being a hoe for the show.
And like being a hoe, having my rotation going that... I'm really not focused on being a hoe. I was, but now I'm more focused on, like, me and, like...
Oh, well, I want everyone to understand, so let's just be clear. When we use the term hoe, it's not, like, in the typical form that you're thinking of. You know, hoe and, like, the playful, fun...
Flirty.
I'll do what the fuck I want if I want to.
But I don't have to do it all.
Yeah.
But society isn't going to make me feel bad about
anything. Yeah. So don't take the hoe. Don't get all touchy fucking feely about two moms calling themselves hoes, because we know we're not hoes. We're actually very classy women. Check out our Instagrams. You can tell by our Instagrams. We're very classy.
I'm very classy. I come from a very, very, very classy family.
Don't get any ideas just because we're using the term hoe, okay? It's the most fancy hoe you've ever seen.
Fanciest hoe you've ever seen. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I think I do want kids. I want one more max. If I only had her,
I don't think there's any max, one more max.
Maximum, like no more than
okay.
one.
Yeah.
Okay. More.
Because you can't do like half. You have okay.
Two. Two or three. I think because I was an only child for so long, like I always wished I had a sibling that was closer in age to me, you know, like, and I want that for her if I find that. I'm not forcing it though, you know, but what about you?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely want more kids. I used to think I wanted like between 3 and 5. I've actually started thinking now, like, what if I didn't have any more kids? But Luna's like, I want a brother. I want a sister. I'm like, shut up. Get a job. No, but, I do, like, as allergic to commitment I feel like I am, I do really want someone who's, like, you know, gonna help, stay around. But I think now I am super fucking, not scared, but, like, there's this whole thing of, like, well, nobody wants a lot of baby daddies.
Erykah Badu did it.
She did it. She did a bad motherfucking job at doing it. She does it real well, too.
Yeah,
there's always Erica for the hope. So, yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter, but... I guess I have to get out of that social, you know. I just want to make the right decision. When I do it next and when I am with the next person, it's going to be because you're the bomb.motherfucking.com. And that's that. And then I'll lay down. If you're rich enough, I have a bunch of fucking babies.
I think really the way, or the hopefully, I think I have no idea. I'm totally making this up. But I would assume the way to find that partner is, like, you have to find that within yourself first.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And that's
and, like,
deal.
I'm not there yet, and I'm okay with that, and that's why I'm not looking for anything at all, you know? Like, I know I'm not 100%, I know I don't fully 100% love myself all the way.
Yeah.
I know that, like, and until that happens, like
you can't really give that, you can't be, like, a half a person.
How can I love someone else more than I love myself? And that's what I've done in all my relationships. So, I'm not doing that again. It hasn't worked. I'm just going to try something new.
Yeah.
And I feel like loving yourself is obviously, like, that's the shit. Why would I not want to try?
Yeah. And, you know, now that I'm, like, coming, like, 30 is rapidly approaching, I'm really super very much in that space where I'm totally realizing, like, oh, but she thought she loved herself, but there's all these decisions you're making that seem otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And even being in an unhealthy relationship, even if it is with the father of my child, like, those are, like, prime examples of not loving myself. And I realize now how important it is to be in a relationship to work on those things first. But then I also have, like, I think I struggle with loving myself and taking the time to really do that and, like, mend myself, but then also getting distracted with just, like, oh, look at him. Oh, look at that. This is fun. People wanting my energy and then me giving it to them. And then I'm not
working on yourself.
Yeah, I'm not working on myself. I'm just hoeing for
showing. You're doing the same thing you were doing in a relationship, but not in a relationship.
Yeah, and just with multiple people that I don't ever really see myself being in a relationship with. So it also is, like, equally as much of a waste of time. So it's just, like, it's actually, I have to really focus on loving myself.
Yeah. No, honestly, it's so crazy you said that, because I was having that conversation today at dinner saying that, like, I think when I first became single, which it wasn't that long ago, though, but I was, like, going really hard with, like, going out and dating guys, because I had so much energy, like, I had so much extra energy to be given because it wasn't being given to my partner mm-hmm. anymore. And so I felt like, well, what do I do with all this? What do I do with all this? And I, like, duh, put it back in me.
Yourself, right,
but I didn't
right.
do that. I was, like,
exactly.
looking for, like, distractions to not work on myself.
Right.
And so that's what I think dating can do sometimes. That's why, like, actually right now I'm kind of, like, been low-key.
Mm-hmm.
It's only been, like, a month. But, like,
that's because you haven't been to any fancy trips lately to find on Tinder.
I'm going to Vegas this weekend, so.
Why did I go on Tinder when I was in Vegas? What was I thinking?
Yeah, what were you thinking?
I don't know.
I mean, I might swipe. You know, I feel like Vegas, you almost don't need to swipe. Everyone's
yeah.
just there.
Well,
I feel like Vegas is Tinder.
The live version.
But I'm going to J-Lo, so, you know.
So I guess that's a good, really good discussion. After all the stories that we've heard, that how much, like, dating can really, especially right now in this space, especially with kids, it will check you to, you know, check yourself,
mm-hmm.
which is important, which is most important, especially if you want to be good moms and good humans and good people. You can't just, like, fuck around. You also have to love yourself a lot. It takes a lot of work.
A lot, especially as mothers, because we're loving our kids so much. We forget about ourselves a lot. And most people forget about us, too. No
yeah.
one gives a fuck about me anymore. My mom does not care about me.
You have your own kids.
My grandma doesn't even say hi to me.
Get out
She's
of
just
way.
Like, where's Ari?
Yeah.
I'm like, hi, hello.
I'm the baby. You remember?
But if you guys have any, like, I want you guys to email us, like, any topics that you want to talk about. If you have any stories you want us to discuss, you can remain anonymous.
Or not.
We have a segment called
Horries.
Horror stories.
Again, horror in the nicest, classiest way.
Yeah, you know, just that time if you got caught up or you did a little too much.
A little dirt.
You'd be a little extra.
My horry.
Oh, dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Ah! Okay. Back in the day, I used to work as a cocktail waitress at, like, a classy hotel. And I was waitressing. I had a lot of good stories being a cocktail waitress. So I was working, and it was like a BET weekend in Atlanta or something. And there was a couple, two girls. And, you know, like, one of those jobs, you can, like, get drunk with the customer. I don't know what the fuck I was doing back then, but I was partying at work. Anyway, the girls, the couple left, like, one of them was Mocha. The other one's Lifer. Whatever.
Wait, that's their names?
They were their names. It was like it was like a story.
Mocha and Lifer?
Yes.
Okay.
And one was like this little chocolate. The femme was like real chocolate and thick and cute. And there was like kind of like a soft stud, like little Dominican girl, like with a shortcut. She was cute. Anyway, left. I was like, I'm going to get off soon. I should come up to our room. They left me a note like, come to our room. Room. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Keep in mind, it's, like, forbidden. You go to the guest room. Like, you could drink on the job and do a lot of shit. You're not supposed to go to the room. My ass goes to the room because he can't tell me nothing. Anyway, we have, like, we smoke weed. We, like, drinking. We have this super hot, sexy three-way. The chick, like, has this, like, super exclusive strap on I've never seen. It, like, comes with shorts that, like, suction to it.
Super exclusive.
I've done some, like...
Wait, it had shorts?
Yeah, like, it was, like, these tight shorts, and then...
The compression shorts?
Yeah, and there's, like, a circle, and it just, like, suctioned to the short. It was amazing, but... But it had none of those straps and shit. They must have paid a lot of money for that. Anyway, we got it popping. Midway through the three-way, they're like, I guess I was like the little slut waitress because I'm obviously not in the relationship.
Right.
And they're like calling me a bitch while I was like
sucking the straw.
Oh my god.
This might be too graphic for the first go round. No. Anyway, in my head I was like, she called me a bitch.
But like, that's what you're worried about.
No, I'm like, whatever. I guess I get what I deserve. Anyway, I say there's two beds in the room. I crash on the other bed. I woke up the next morning like, okay, nice meeting you guys. I like put on my jacket and walk downstairs like, please God, don't let anybody fucking recognize me from the night before because I'm going to lose my job. I crept out of the side door and I took my ass home.
Perfect.
So that was like a good little whorey. That was my first lesbian threesome, I think, yeah.
Wow. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Very high class.
Thank you.
Very high class.
Thank you. Told you.
Experience.
Told you.
Yeah, we're classy moms here. We're classy moms here. Yeah. This is our closing. I hope you guys enjoy. You can email us anything. You can email us, like, free things. You can send me stuff.
We love free stuff.
The color black and pink. Our email is
parentaladvisorygmbc@gmail.com. Again, that's parentaladvisorygmbc@gmail.com. And our Instagram, Erica, is
goodmoms_bad_choices. Yes.
Bear with us. We're working on it.
We're going to get better. Okay,
well, we look forward to hearing from you.
Damn, it's been 6 years. Thank you for supporting us all this time and listening and hearing our evolution. We appreciate you so much. And if you want to catch us in Atlanta tomorrow night at City Winery, we're going to be there with Jade Nova and some other special guests. And if you want to hear more of us on our off season, join Patreon for special episodes, bonus episodes, our Discord, and our once a month Patreon meetups. Don't forget to click the link in this episode description, and we'll see you tomorrow.